Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to the weekend edition of the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk. It's Sunday, the 11th of April, starting off with AMO Minerals. And after months of the stock, I suppose, hanging around, around the either side of the 1.5 pence area and backed and then blocked by the 200-day moving average now at 1.84. Looks as though there's some progress here. We've broken this falling wedge, which has been in place since last July. That's around the 1.6 pence level. And while we're above that, on a weekly close basis, we could retest the former resistance of October towards 2.5-3 pence. Ultimate target here over maybe the next 2 to 3 months as high as 3.75 pence. But clearly that appears rather optimistic at the moment. Good bullish divergence there with a lower low for the end of March, not matched by a lower RSI trade, so that's positive. Suggests there's some momentum behind the latest recovery, and that's the reason for the inclusion today. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe you'd wait for a weekly close above the 200-day moving average, but really with the break of that falling wedge and the bear trap reversal that we've had, looks as though there could be a bit more upside for Amur over the next few weeks and possibly months. Stock, which is also bumping off for the bottom, bumping along the bottom perhaps, is Block Energy. Here you can see that we've had a retest effectively of the October-November support area. That was around the 2.3 pence level. And we had the same support for the end of last month, beginning of this month, I think 2.3 right on the nose. The view now is that we've broken this line of resistance from last month. That was around the 2.5 pence level, and the longer we stay above 2.5, the greater the chance of a retest, or a test rather, of that December resistance line projection at 4.3 pence, perhaps as soon as the end of May. If you want a bit more evidence of strength, maybe wait for an end of day close above the 200-day line at 2.85. That wouldn't be much to wait for, but looks as though Block Energy ready for a bit of a rally, hopefully. Onto a stock which looked almost like Mission Impossible, but seems to be panning out quite well. We had a gap down for Barren Oil middle of last month, and it was suggested, I think a few days ago, that we needed an end-of-day close back above the top of the gap at 0.071. We got that on Friday, so a down gap close, one of the strongest signals in charting, and also if it's a bear trap on a down gap reversal, then that's even better, which is what we had there, back below 0.06. So should be on our way for Barren Oil and should be heading towards that resistance line at the top of the post-August triangle at 0.15 pence to be hit as soon as the end of next month. Moving along to a stock which is requested quite a few times and I keep forgetting it for some reason, but finally made it today, overcoming the memory loss that I have. Here we've got a situation with Deltic Energy that there's a broadening triangle there from the end of October. Line of resistance, although not that significant, line of resistance from February around Friday's high at 1.9 pence. So looking for an end of day close above 1.9 to give us a target up to 3 pence by the end of next month. Stop loss back below the 50-day moving average at 1.74, or perhaps just below that last March floor at 1.6 pence. Not too much to risk there either. Slight plus point there as well, the bullish divergence with the lower low at the end of March and the RSI trace finding a higher base, so that is quite encouraging. A stock which has the classic recovery that we know and love on so many occasions here, it's Ironveld, with the gap off the support area, or the gap off the lows. We had that back in last month. On the 30th of the month, the shares gapped up higher there, left it on a gap which is unfilled to this day. We've also broken through the 50-day line at 0.66, and then on at the end of the week, the 200-day line at 0.76. The view at this stage is that while we're above the 200-day line, we've got a great chance of hitting the top of that rising trend channel from back in, well, I suppose this time last year, end of April last year. And that could be hit as soon as the end of next month. If you're cautious of the stock, then you'd wait for 0.87 plus to be cleared on a weekly close basis. That was the January-February resistance zone. And given that we've got, you know, a decent target there towards 1.6 or 1.5, giving away a little bit on the initial upside should not be too painful. At this stage, you're really back below the 50-day average at 0.66, really questioning the upside scenario. Moving along to Kibo Energy, where the shares are finally starting to re-rate. A lot of people talking about the the value of the company, but it seems that early an IPO really and the prospect of a liquidity event really getting the bulls out in force properly and maybe getting rid of the bears. The situation here is that we're just toying currently with February resistance of 0.5 pence, so looking for an end of day close above that to give us the ultimate target here, maybe by the end of next month, at the August resistance line projection as high as 0.8 pence. In terms of the stop loss, back below 0.4 is probably the best we can do. And we may also have the 50-day line currently at 0.37 as a dynamic stop loss, but sub 0.4 probably would do the trick. And it would be surprising now if the shares actually fell below 0.4 pence. A stock which has been away for quite a while, but is back now not by popular demand, but by some demand. Here we've got Physiomics, and here the situation is that the shares last week, at the end of last week, broke that line of resistance. Around 6.5 pence, that was from February. And while we're above that on an end of day close basis, looking forward or looking to a potential move there up to that December resistance line projection at 12 pence as soon as the end of next month. Bit of bullish divergence there in the RSI window, given that we had lower lows going into the end of March, but the RSI remained pretty strong there around the 30. Double bottoming at the 30 level, so that is impressive. If you're cautious of the shares, maybe you'd wait for an end of day close through the 50-day moving average at 7.31 pence, which has blocked the stock since the end of February. But it looks as though enough has been done with that bear trap effect that's happened over the last few days. Given the copper market at the moment, one would have thought that anything with copper in the name would be soaring. That might be the case with Phoenix Copper. Going forward towards the end of this month. The reason for saying that is that we had a gap down for the shares last month. I think it was off the back of a placing. The ideal scenario here is that we get an end of day close above the top of the gap at 40 pence. So 40 pence plus close should be enough to then open up the prospect of a move towards 60 pence by the end of next month at the top of a broadening triangle from October. So it looks like a kind of bear trap rebound effect for Phoenix Copper on the way, but 40 plus ideally the starting gun on a technical basis, or a momentum basis rather, for the shares to head towards 60 pence. Stock that we talked about in the Sunday roast, Rambler Metals, now going from strength to strength. As I've said, I think it's been said, looks as like the churn is finally over. Obviously, if you've got 2.5 billion shares, there's quite a lot of churn to chew up. The current situation is that we had a weekly close above the March intraday peak at 0.35. The longer we stay above 0.35, the greater the chance of not only a retest of January resistance at 0.47, but a meeting with the top of the trend channel from October last year at 0.7 pence, perhaps by the end of June. So this stage, if you're only really back below the 50-day line at 0.34, let's call it, really questioning the upside scenario. That would also be a break of the support line there from November, so pretty unlikely, but it would be a blatant or an overt signal, let's say, on Rambler for any people who are doubting the bull argument. Next on the roster, we've got Tupel, which has broken a near-term February resistance line. That was around the 0.075 level. We were looking for a break of the resistance line from February around that zone, and we've done that on Friday, weekly close basis. At least while we're above 0.075, we're hoping and looking for a best-case scenario target over the next 2 to 3 months as high as 0.17. That's the top of the broadening triangle from October last year. If you're cautious, though, I suppose you'd wait for a break of the, or an end-of-day close, through the 200-day moving average at 0.086. But like some of the other stocks that we looked at today, good bullish divergence there in the RSI window. That last low there for March, not matched by a lower RSI trace, and hence looking rather bullish on that situation. The momentum is gathering. So above 0.086, looking for 0.17 on Tupel over the near term. It's just a couple of stocks to go now. First, one that sort of missed the boat, missed being included on several occasions, but looks like Tower Resources, another one where the late March bear trap has come into play, and we've broken a resistance line there from February as well, around the 0.3 level. Above 0.3, looking for a retest of the best levels of the start of 2021, around 0.55, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. So a lot of stocks are shaping up after a period of extended basing, shaping up for a near-term rally We already had the rally at UK oil and gas and had a request for the stock asking what's going on. I suppose judging by the history of the company, it's quite obvious what's going on. Somebody's trying to raise some money, but at least on a technical basis, we've got the old September-November resistance around 0.23 coming in as new support. And at least while there's no end of day close back above that, we could retrace part of the glories of the initial part of Friday and then go on to hit that November resistance line projection of 0.6. But clearly, if there is a fundraise in the offing, then that would rather change the technical picture. But ideally, we stay above the low 0.2s, and then that gives the shares a chance of a more extended recovery, perhaps later in the month or next month. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.